Now, if you were asked to name two of the icons of your hometown, what would you choose? Well, the Swedish-born Melburnian Nick Wahlberg says that the icons for him are trams and music. Mix these together and you have Tram Sessions, a project run by Nick and his friends to get well-known bands and musicians out of Melbourne's clubs and pubs and onto the city's trams to serenade unsuspecting commuters. What started out as a bit of fun has eventually now got some kudos. Tram Sessions has secured a development grant and is now working in partnership with Yarra Trams. James Patterson met Nick Wahlberg and the rest of the Tram Sessions crew on a Melbourne tram, where the surprise musician for the evening was Xavier Rudd.
Hi there, I'm Nick Wahlberg and I run Tram Sessions. Tell us what the whole idea is behind Tram Sessions.
It's to have fun and bring a bit of joy of live music because it's so fantastic, but less and less people can go to live gigs and it's expensive to go and so forth. So we bring it to the people and take the venue out of the equation in a way. The beauty with Tram Sessions is that we go into a space where it's a lot of people, but it's really low energy. It's no one is really doing anything out of the ordinary. They're just sitting in their own bubble. But when we come in with a band, we just change the whole atmosphere in that tram, and that reaction is really cool.
We're gathering just before the kickoff, before we walk down to the depot and jump on board this tram. What do you need to go into this? What do you need to start this thing off?
What you need when you start something like this is a bit of guts, and it started out with me and a friend in Perth, and we were moving to Melbourne, both of us, and loved music, and we were wondering what we were going to do. So we were sitting around the kitchen table in the morning and threw ideas around, and then we're just sort of moving to Melbourne, live music, it's awesome, trams, pretty much fun, like, why not combine them? And yeah, it was as simple as that, really. Being naive can be quite good sometimes because then you just go and do it, you know, and it takes a lot of courage and energy and help from amazing people. So we have a team now. We started from nothing, but now we have a big team, so it's great.
Well, let's meet some of your team.
My name's Ramel. I do some of the media and I record the sounds for the Tram Sessions.
And I'm Lou, and I book the bands and I film and I edit and I generally just tell Nick what to do. Yep.
My name's Darren, and I do a bit of the band booster for the live feed and a bit of sound recording.
How do you choose between the different tram routes? How do you pick what suits a 48 as opposed to... Well, I can tell you what suits a 48. It's probably, I won't go there. But as opposed to what suits 86?
Yeah, I think it's about the people that's on the tram. So where are they going and why they're going there? So if you go number 86 or 112 up northern part of Melbourne, Brunswick Street, Smith Street, it's a bit more rock and roll. People are ready to go out and have a beer and so forth. Where if you go down south after work, perhaps it's a bit more mellow and, you know, people going home after work. So a bit more mellow band then.
So what's the route tonight?
Tonight is the Tram Route 19. Xavier Rudd has actually said himself that he wanted to do that route. But it's cool because we're going to start just outside Flinders Street Station. So it's going to be quite cool to see if people actually understand who it is.
Take me into the mentality of the four of you as you're just about to prepare for this moment.
Just to begin with, there's always that anticipation of how the crowd's going to react and how the band or the artist is going to react. Because I love sitting there when doing the sound. I can have a look around and watch the artist, and you can sense a bit of intrepidation there. But then once they're into it, they're totally warm to it and they're just playing a performance. But when a passenger gets on, they're like, what's happening around me? Should I be quiet? Should I clap? Should I get involved? And again, once they warm up to it, they're involved and they're clapping along. And a lot of them miss their stops because they're just loving the experience. And that's kind of what I really look forward to, just gauging the different experiences that other people have.
Generally, third song in, everyone's really getting into it. And we've had people like Ben Queller that just go for song number four because they just don't want to get off. And then we end up in some random place an hour later.
And so you're sitting here going, all right, tonight I'm going to convert an 83-year-old grandmother to be a fan of Xavier Rudd?
I'm not sure it's about conversion. It's just about taking music to a new space and getting people to feel it more so than just listen to it on the radio or something. And I think there's just so much more in that experience of having the sound around you and the people around you and the tram around you. It's to show Melbourne's culture and music and what we can offer.
Well, we're not too far away from probably having to jump on that tram. Okay, well, this looks like the number 19 approaching. This is us. So, Xavier Rudd, how are you feeling ahead of your first tram session?
I feel good. I feel relaxed, yeah.
I'm sure you've played a number of gigs in lots of different venues over your career. Have you ever played on a tram?
I don't think I've ever played on a tram.
Have you played in a moving vehicle?
Plenty of times.
At the Melbourne music scene, is it now going to ridiculous lengths with people being squeezed out of venues and onto public transport?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I did the forum a few months ago and now I'm just on the tram. But mate, it's humbling.
And what are you playing for us tonight?
I think I might play Messages on this guitar.
And so hopefully awaken a few dead minds after a long day of work. Are you looking forward to giving them a bit of a boost?
Possibly, or maybe I'll just put a few people to sleep. Gentle lullabies. Us people just won't understand
these things. What is it that really attracts you to it? Is it the shock value of just jumping on and people are very vulnerable in that sort of space?
Yeah, I think shock value, but then it's also that friendly value afterwards. It's not like shocking you for the sake of shocking. We actually want to give people the beauty of live music. I will hold you up again.
My brother, you're gone. Do you usually listen to music each day?
Yeah, I've normally got my headphones on the way to and from work. Xavier Rudd's not exactly the kind of music I normally listen to, but getting on the tram and having someone, you know, on their guitar and singing stuff is pretty cool. So,
and no, I think it does good because after the day long work, I think if you get to listen to something relaxing, it is good. It's a good thing, you know. Should, yeah.
Well, I think people are generally introverted on trams, but when something like this happens, you know, people jump for it. Yeah, it's a pretty good crowd, and look, it's bringing people together. We've got an odd couple here who have been inspired by the dulcet tones of Mr. Rudd.
I was so impressed when I get on the tram, and oh, what happens here? Everyone was like taking photos or taking videos here. I don't know what happened, just listen to the song, very enjoy. Yeah. It's quite smooth, like goes into your heart, like, yeah.
Do you think that Australians are by nature introverted?
Yeah, or we can just be apathetic. One of the two.
Not every day that you think you're going to see a guitarist just busting out some songs down the end of the tram.
No, I guess, I don't know, it lifts my spirits. I don't know about anyone else.
Because of the pressure of life, people really have got not much time into such doing such cultural things anymore, and that's why I was really pleasantly surprised when I came on board the train.
Should there be more of that, or do you think people just get a bit annoyed and just want some quiet time?
I think it actually helps create a sense of the community on the tram. It's great.
Very enjoyable way to spend the trip home, I'll tell you that. Walk on is surprising, it's nice.
Any type of music you can hear going out of someone's mobile or whether it's literally live is a surprise. You get on, you see, like, you know, expect everyone to be listening to their headphones, so yeah.
I think it's good because you see smiles on people's faces. You don't normally see that on public transport. Everyone's pretty gloomy, so it gets people talking.
So I was just actually thinking, I never really talk to people on the tram that I don't know willingly. People from completely different backgrounds, like, talking to each other on the tram, so it's pretty cool.
Every time we do a session, like in the last year or so anyway, it's been at least one person who's missed their stop. At least one person. And they come up and say, I just missed my stop. I'm going to stay a bit longer anyway. And that's the kind of thing that we love, because it breaks the cycle of life in a way and just do something more fun and strange. A bit weird. It's a bit weird.
Won't understand.
Xavier Rudd entertaining commuters, including our own James Patterson on the number 19 tram in Melbourne. And you can have a look at all of the Tram Sessions performances on their website. You'll find it at tramsessions.com.